David Fahrenthold of the Washington Post joins us. David, thanks for coming in, or joining us on the phone, rather.
Great to be here.
So you have been covering this story today. The fallout from Donald Trump's tweets about the four members of Congress, which is being debated right now in the House of Representatives. But the additional fallout is that one of his courses, Trump Bedminster in New Jersey, is slated to be the site of the 2022 PGA Championship. And the PGA of America released a statement today, correct?
That's right. Basically, if you remember back in 2017 when President Trump said the thing about Charlottesville, where he said, you know, there were some very fine people there among those violent white supremacists, a lot of clients or mainstream companies that did business with his business quit, or mainstream charities that had banquets at his at his club down in Florida quit. So there's not many mainstream businesses doing business with Trump anymore, but one of the remaining ones is the PGA, which has its PGA championship, as you said, scheduled for 2022 at Bedminster. So I called to see whether, you know, were they going to walk away from him, because they're sort of like the last man standing. And what they said was, well, we value diversity and inclusion. We're not a political organization, so we don't see the choice of his club as a political choice, and we're not going to change it.
So in this case, this was awarded in 2014, mm-hmm. before he was president.
Right.
However, at that time, David, he wasn't exactly a non-controversial figure.
Absolutely right. That's what's odd about them saying, well, we want to stay out of politics, because it wasn't like in 2014, as you said, Trump was somebody who was completely alien from politics. At that point, he was sort of a leading proponent of the birther theory, which was this completely false theory that President Trump had not been, I mean, President Obama had not been born in the United States. He'd been born in Kenya or someplace. Trump was leading the charge for that at the time, and the PGA, sort of, that didn't stop them from awarding him not just the PGA Championship in 2022, but also the Senior PGA Tour Championship, which happened in 2017 at one of his other clubs.
Now, this is the PGA of America, not the PGA.
Not the PGA Tour, yeah.
It's confusing. Yes, the PGA Tour, this is the PGA of America, which does the PGA Championship, and not the PGA Tour, which does a lot of the other events.
Right. And that's, we're talking about the uniqueness of the four different entities that run the four majors.
Yes.
And the PGA of America is the ones that made this decision, not the PGA Tour.
Right.
So exactly. David, this is an intrigue. So not only the PGA of America, but the USGA held the women's U.S. Open at Bedminster in 2017, which did raise some eyebrows at the time. This was a year after the Access Hollywood tape had been revealed. There was some blowback on it, but not a lot. When the tournament happened, it kind of went off without incident. Do you think at some point the PGA of America is going to have to revisit this?
They may. I mean, I think what they've said here today, oh, well, this is, you know, we're not a political organization, so we're not going to, you know, make a political decision by leaving. That's what a lot of people said right after Charlottesville. Right after Charlottesville in 2017, a lot of Trump's mainstream clients, a lot of the big charities, the Red Cross and other people that had events at Mar-a-Lago, at first they said, we're not changing, because to change, to move away from Trump, that would be a political decision. But to stay at Trump, that's not a political decision. And the more that controversy grew, the more people, there was more backlash to what Trump had said. They began to see it in the opposite way, that to stay was the political choice and to leave was the way to extricate themselves from politics. So if we reach that kind of tipping point, the PGA may change their mind. I don't think we're at the end, certainly, of the coverage of Trump's comments.
And David, to be honest, this is different than the PGA Championship being at Shoal Creek in Birmingham, Alabama in 1990, which didn't allow minority members, and the president of the club said, we don't allow black people to be members here. Or Augusta National, which until 10 years ago didn't allow female members. This is based on what the owner of the club is saying and tweeting. How different is that than the membership rules of a particular club?
Well, you're right that it has echoes of those two past controversies, and I think one thing that's happened is the game of golf has changed. Obviously, the times have changed, so that sort of thing is less acceptable, keeping people out of your golf club. But the game of golf has changed. I mean, I think they've really sought to diversify themselves. They've been helped by the fact that their superstar the last 20 years has been Tiger Woods. I think they see themselves as not sort of a closed-off, white, male sport, but rather a sport that embraces everybody. And so it's harder for them, I think, to go into this event with that self-image and say, well, you know, to choose Donald Trump's club is not a political decision. It's just a golf decision, and people shouldn't see any other dimension to it.
And David Aronimink could be a great example of that when they pulled out, or the PGA pulled out of there in 93, and then where they went in 2010 and 2011 actually hosting the AT&T and Tiger Woods' tournament.
Mm-hmm. And you know, even Trump has had some blowback from this in 2015. You remember when he first got into the presidential race and said terrible things about Mexican immigrants and other things. The PGA Tour took away what had been the marquee event at Trump's Doral Club, moved it from Doral to Mexico. Trump used to have so many relationships with pro sports teams. He used to be the team hotel for a lot of baseball, hockey, and basketball teams. He used to do charity tournaments for a lot of pro teams. He's lost almost all of that now since he's been president, except for this.
Now, with David Fahrenthold of the Washington Post, the one thing, David, is that if you're looking for golfers to step up in issues like this, you might wait a long time. Historically, they have not been very outspoken, save for the Ryder Cup team the one year that wouldn't visit Bill Clinton because they objected to his tax policies. But any indication that some players might take an exception to what he said and maybe say, I'm not playing in that tournament if it's going to be held there?
Well, it's so far away that I'm sure most of them and the PGA are just hoping that it'll blow over and people will have forgotten about Donald Trump by then, or he'll be an ex-president maybe, and they won't have to deal with it. You have not seen much reaction or any reaction from players. In fact, golf players seem to be the most Trump-friendly sort of pro sports celebrities. As much a blowback as you've seen from LeBron James or other folks who don't want to visit the White House, pro golfers led by Tiger Woods have actually been playing golf with Trump. They've been seen with Trump. They seem to really embrace him.
So to my knowledge, Tiger Woods held a press conference today at the Open Championship. To my knowledge, no one asked him about Trump's comments. Is that correct?
I think that's right. And he's been asked about Trump before. He's played golf with Trump a number of times. He's a business partner of Trump's. He is designing courses for Trump branded golf resorts in Dubai. So he's very close to the Trumps. And I think when he's been asked in the past, he says, "Well, you know, it's a friendship. It's not a political statement." I mean, you know, again, these people are choosing to define politics as being, you know, the unpleasant parts of my connection to Donald Trump, and not the pleasant parts that I like.
David, I got to tell you, I don't think we've seen the last of this or heard the last of it. I suspect that by 2022, the PGA Championship might very well be held somewhere else.
It's very possible. I'm going to continue to keep an eye on this.
That's awesome. Thanks for the reporting today, David, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
That was David Fahrenthold of the Washington Post.